How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I am Mitch Kupchak, and I am no longer Lakers GM. I am joined now by current Lakers GM and my successor, Rob Lowe, Rob Pelinka. Rob, how are you doing today?
Mitch, I literally could not be more excited to be here right now. I think that you are one of the top five GM candidates on the market.
You have way too much energy. There's something wrong with you.
I cannot literally understand why any free agent would not want to choose the Lakers. We have the best team in the city of Los Angeles named the Lakers. We have beach adjacent practice facilities. We have promising-ish young players who are literally the most talented players named D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, and Brandon Ingram in the league.
Ish Smith What's not plays to like? For Detroit.
What?
All right, that was Mitch Kupchak and Rob Pelinka meeting in real life. I swear to God, that actually happened.
Dude, yeah, that was weird that they just all right, bye, guys.
All right, see ya. All right, thanks, Mitch.
Thanks for coming in.
Take care.
All right, so the Lakers wind up getting smoked by Dallas again, and the 11-point deficit is fake news. That is
That really is. That's an alternative fact, yeah. If I've ever seen one.
Before we talk about the game and the Pelinka hiring and all that other stuff, make sure you guys are following the show on Audioboom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Today's Fast Break. Use those promo codes on SeatGeek and Mack Weldon. That is Harrison, Rob Lowe, and Rob Pelinka both took off. Mitch took off. I'm Anthony Irwin. Harrison. All right, somebody tweeted out. I think it was at Basketball or Basketball or I don't even know how to pronounce that. But he said that the Lakers have been playing lately like a team that's been told they are playing for nothing. That's about as accurate as it gets, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Unless you want to say that they're a team that's playing like they've been told that a loss is a win, yeah. And there's like bonuses the more losses they get. Actually, I think if there were bonuses, I think they'd be more actively tanking. Like, you'd see players, like, actually firing bricks at the rim. Like, not the basketball, like, actually picking up a brick and throwing it at the rim.
Yeah. No, I mean, Clarkson's close, but they...
Hey, to be fair, I thought Clarkson was okay tonight.
No, I agree. I'm higher on Clarkson than most. So the Lakers lose tonight in Dallas. Dirk scores his 30,000th... Did you know he scored his 30,000th point tonight?
Oh, was that around somewhere? Was that information out there?
I mean, I saw it a couple places, but I didn't. I mean, I guess that's a big deal.
Congrats to Dirk, because I don't think anybody made a big deal about that.
I think he's the greatest player in the history of the NBA who runs like they're dragging a piano.
I think he's the greatest player in the history of the NBA who looks like what Frankenstein would actually run like.
Yeah, it's like Big Bird and Frankenstein.
Yeah.
No. The Lakers, again, they lose 122-111. The narrowly avoid being outscored in the season series by 100 points, which I can't lie, I was kind of rooting for. I was watching that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the first positive that you could take away from today's game is hashtag didn't lose by 49.
Yeah, although it looked like they might.
Yeah.
But they brought in, Luke brought in that crazy, you know, really long, athletic, fast lineup, and they, I'm not going to say they got the Lakers back into the game by any stretch of the imagination, but they did inject some energy into the game. Again, I keep coming back to that tweet that was sent about, you know, the Lakers playing like they have nothing to play for, and I guess I if that is what's going on, even to a certain extent, then that means the coaching staff isn't doing their job, frankly.
I mean, Randall got a triple-double tonight, so I don't know what you're talking about. That's the only thing I'm taking away from this game. No, I mean, I don't know that you can pin it on the coaching staff at this point.
Well, it's
I mean, I guess, yeah, they would need to... I guess you can fault them with not getting the players more fired up to come out, because the two quarters that they're struggling in are the first and the third quarter. But the players do deserve some criticism here, and I don't think that you're saying that they deserve none.
Yeah.
But I think that everyone deserves criticism.
Absolutely.
In this case,
there has to be accountability across the board. But like, if there is a vibe, if there is a sense across the organization that they're playing for nothing right now. Look, all these guys should be playing, or should have it be let it be known that they aren't. There's no guarantee they're going to be with the Lakers next year. Like, if there is any sense of pride in being a Laker, if there's any sense of pride in, all right, we're the foundation upon which this franchise is going to return to glory. If there's any you know, sense of pride in that at all, then you can't give up 40 points. In the first quarter to a team that beat you by, what was it, 49 last time
49.
They played? Like, that's not...
They only gave up 38 in the first quarter.
Okay.
But point taken.
That's
bad. I mean, Dirk was shooting about as hot as... he's ever going to shoot anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think it was literally... tied for his highest scoring quarter of his career. So there is that. And the Lakers did score 29 in the first quarter. But, I mean, like, just how do they turn the Mavericks into this offensive juggernaut? They should not. And my theory on it is that the Mavericks are so well coached that they know going into a game what defensive holes they can exploit within the Lakers, because the Lakers are so bad defensively, and they just know exactly where they're trying to get the ball to, and they can get it there and score. But I mean, there's just no reason that the Mavericks should be having this much success against the Lakers this year. The Lakers make the Mavericks look like a good team every single time that they play them, and the Mavericks aren't a good team.
They are scoring, I don't know if it's per 100 possessions or whatever, but they are scoring the fewest points per game.
They're scoring the fewest points per game. I don't know that necessarily translates to per... I know per 100 possessions, Philadelphia has the worst offense.
Right, but I mean even if you're in that discussion either way between scoring the fewest points per game... Or
they're
having...
21st in points per 100 possessions, so they just play at a slow pace.
Yeah, but
which
again,
makes
though,
sense given how old their roster is.
But I just come back to their rating when they play the Lakers is that of they're better than the Warriors. You know, the Lakers turn them into this juggernaut that they are not. They simply aren't that kind of team, Dallas. That is. And,
yeah, no, they made Dirk look like MVP Dirk tonight.
Yeah. All right, so, and look, we can say it might have been kind of an outlier because of all the hullabaloo surrounded by Dirk scoring his 30,000th point tonight, and there was a counter going, I guess, in the arena that the Lakers were always hyper aware of. But those just, they feel more like excuses than explanations, to be honest.
Okay, so you said that You said that the Lakers turned the Mavericks into the Warriors, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually an insult to the Mavericks. This year against the... Okay, so this year on the season, the Warriors are scoring 113.6 points per 100 possessions. They're giving up 101.5 with a net rating of 12.1. So that's really good. That's the best net rating in the league by 3 points. That's really good. The Mavericks versus the Lakers this year scoring 121.6 points per 100 possessions, giving up 99.1 for a net rating of 22.4. The Mavericks are better than the Warriors when they play the Lakers. Now, to be fair, most teams' numbers are probably pretty good against the Lakers, and the Mavericks are, especially because of that 49-point win. But it just goes to show, like, how sad of kind of a situation this is, that the Lakers are getting destroyed this thoroughly by another team. And it's not even like the Mavericks are picking up their pace versus the Lakers either. They're playing at about the same pace. They're posting a true shooting percentage of 63.3%, which, let me check this really quick, but is also higher than what the Warriors have this year. So, I mean, that's really bad. And there's no reason that other than the Lakers being a bad team, but still, even that being said, they should be allowing the Mavericks to have this much success.
And Luke touched on it after the game, right? He said that the Lakers, that the Mavericks or another team, other teams in the NBA look at the Lakers and they say, yeah, that's a soft team. We can take them on. Do you have the direct quote in front of you?
Yes, I do, via Mark Medina of the LA Daily News. Right, so this is from Luke. Luke said, teams feel like when they play us right now, we're kind of a soft team that they can come in to get their offensive numbers against. That's got to be up to us to change that. The only way to change that is to do it out there on the court. I think we're taking steps in that direction. I think our guys want to get there. I think they're learning how to get there. We're just not there yet. So that is a very key difference between him and the former Lakers coach, who would say that he wouldn't say that teams think that the Lakers are soft. He would just say the Lakers are soft.
And then when asked for a solution,
would say that they need to man up.
Yeah, yeah. And that was kind of funny. Like all across the timeline and in the mentions and in the quote tweets, whatever, and the notifications, as soon as you released the article saying that Luke called the Lakers soft, or he called them a soft team, immediately it jumped into, oh, that sounds familiar. Oh, you know, and there's still quite a difference between the two sentiments. Holy cow.
It's okay. It's only your job to talk.
Yeah. I bit my tongue while I was eating. You forced me to eat my dinner really fast, and I almost bit half my tongue off.
I hit my head on a desk today and might be concussed, so.
We need this season to end.
The injury bug has transferred to us.
There's 18 games left in this thing, so let's hurry up and hit that sim button.
Let's stop talking about the Lakers and the Mavericks. The Lakers aren't good. The Mavericks are better. They are like a godlike NBA championship contender when they play against them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll move I think on, that we can leave it there.
We'll move on to the biggest news of the day. Something that we all saw coming. But Rob Pelinka,
as I said in the lead to my article, the worst kept secret in Los Angeles.
Which I kind of come back to. I get used to be the Lakers did not leak, right? There was no way. Like even when Luke was hired, it happened in a flash. I remember I was at Stagecoach and I got a notification. I was just like, well, okay then they got a coach, yep. You know, and in this thing. From day one, it was Pelinka's their guy. Pelinka's their guy. And then at the trade deadline.
From, like, hour one. It was, like within, like an hour of Buss and Kupchak being fired, we had rumors of Pelinka.
And then at the trade deadline, there were five different stories about the destinations Lou Williams could be going to, right? And
yeah.
It comes back to, or the way I kind of read the situation is, Magic Johnson has a bunch of connections still over at ESPN from his time working there.
Hey, hold on now. Magic Johnson said on Spectrum Sportsnet he's not going to be leaking anything.
Oh, good point.
Right after he talked about that teams were calling him about Lou Williams.
Or right before, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. so I guess it's not leaking if you just say shit.
Yeah, I don't think it's leaking. Actually, it's technically not leaking if you just come out and say it. That's called a team statement.
So you have that going on Magic's end. Pelinka, being a former agent, was in the business of leaking stuff, right? Like, that greatly aided the leverage that he had for his clients. So one would imagine he has an audience with Wojnarowski, Adrian Wojnarowski.
Maybe.
One would imagine.
We got to say possibly.
Maybe, possibly. Not reportedly, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
But one would imagine that that relationship produced a couple leaks over Pelinka's time as an agent. And the Lakers, it used to be that the hashtag or the saying used to be Lakers don't leak. They're going to be the Los Angeles Leakers, I think, at this point.
I bet. Isn't there a DJ in L.A. called L.A. Leakers or something?
That's a terrible DJ name.
Yeah, I think so. I think I heard that on the radio at some point.
That guy's got to, you know, rethink a couple things.
Yeah.
He just plays for plumbers. Like, it's just all...
It's got off track.
All right, but so we'll talk about
that. Yeah, I mean, it was the worst-kept secret in L.A.
Yeah.
That's the reason that we busted out that new Pelinka impression at the start of the show. I, to be honest, have no idea what Rob Pelinka sounds like, but I'm just assuming that since he looks exactly like Rob Lowe and they both have the same name, that he sounds like Rob Lowe's character on Parks and Rec. And mm-hmm. I'm just going to run with that even once we've heard his press conference.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as we know, that's what he sounds like.
It's too bad Mitch is gone, because you would have Mitch voice. Luke has a pretty singular voice. Rob Pelinka could sound like Rob Lowe. And you have Jesse Mermes, who sounds like Tony Hawk. You know,
yeah.
But so, I mean, we need to get those four guys in a room together.
On a podcast.
And to see how that goes. The power is out. Where Harrison is. It's too bad this isn't on video, but Harrison just freaked the hell out. He's sitting in a pitch black room.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not scary at all. Yeah, I think the lights just went out in the building that I'm recording this in.
This show was brought to you by Blair Witch Project 2.
Yeah, if you hear screaming, then I just died.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony released the podcast anyway for some reason.
I mean, hits. All right, so your thoughts then on Kobe Bryant chimed in there.
I felt like this might be something worth discussing as a 50 Shades of Shade.
Yeah.
Because, so Kobe tweeted, "No one knows the business of basketball more than at Rob Pelinka," which I actually didn't realize Rob Pelinka had a Twitter account. I wonder if he actually does. Did Kobe get fooled by a fake account? It's not verified. All right, well, we'll look into that at some point, but I wish him and the Lakers much success as they bring winning b-ball back to LA. And so this makes me wonder if, you know, like, maybe possibly, like, he's throwing a little bit of shade at the Lakers' previous regime.
All right, so I actually took it more as Kobe throwing shade at the players currently there.
Okay.
Like, you know, more... More, you know, because, like, the previous regime, they paid Kobe. Like, Kobe, there's no reason for him to have any ill will against the people who gave him $50 million for being Kobe Bryant. Like, they gave him
If this is actually Rob Pelinka's account, he has zero tweets. Just ongoing investigation.
Okay. but, yeah, Kobe, there's no reason for Kobe to dislike the previous regime. They gave him the opposite of a hometown discount.
Yeah, they gave him a hometown...
pay rate
bonus.
Yeah So there's no reason that Kobe would dislike the previous regime. Now Kobe has called former teammates or teammates at the time soft as shit, soft as Charmin, right? So maybe this is just yet another message coming across the pike here of Kobe saying, hey guys, you still suck. Kobe out, Mamba out, mic drop.
I don't really understand why it means that he's saying the players are bad though.
Yeah, because the players have been bad now for 2 years in a row. They might finish with, what would you say, 22, 23 wins?
Oh, so you're implying that by him saying they're going to bring winning basketball back to Los Angeles, that Kobe's saying they're going to bring winning players back to Los Angeles.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I could see it. I'm taking it more as, like, he thinks that the teams that were put around him late in his career were not good.
Mm. That's also fair.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little bit of both.
Maybe it's all of the above. Maybe he's trashing everybody. That would be the most Kobe thing to do.
Just imagine, because like Jeannie and Kobe, you know, met, right? Jeannie tweeted out that, you know, she met with Kobe. Just imagine her going to Kobe and be like, hey, I'm already working on getting Magic back in the fold. Do you want to be part of this Lakers front office and help me get the Lakers back to where they should be? And Kobe said, nope, but here's my old agent. You know, and
then Rob Pelinka like bursts out of a side room and he's like, what's up, guys?
Oh, hold on, guys. I got to work on my Twitter a little bit longer.
Yeah.
He has one like
and it's just the tweet from Kobe today.
That's tremendous. All right. So if I still say this rate's pretty low on the 50 Shades of Shade meter, I'd put it at like a 30, maybe like a 25 even.
Yeah, because there's definitely not a lot of like. It's not obvious shade.
Yeah.
So I'd say, yeah, I'd say we could put it about there.
Yeah, I think that's where we'll end up. I think this is going to be a shorter show today, just because the Lakers played a meaningless game, yet another meaningless game. It played out as meaningless.
I mean, that triple double from Randall. You watched more of the game than I did. Like, did he play well, or was it like the most meaningless triple double in NBA history?
The latter.
Yeah.
The latter.
I mean, I was a little scared because it looked like you and I had the same thought on Twitter that he messed around. That he literally, like, this is what messing around and getting a triple-double looks like. And, like, that was my guess because it's either, it seems like it's, like, the least impactful triple-double I've ever seen.
I mean, the Lakers were down by 30 for a good portion of the game.
Yeah.
Know? Like, nobody plays well in a game like that. And when they made their quote-unquote comeback, I don't really remember Randall being on the court for much of it. You know, it was that scrappy kind of switch everything group out there. I think it was Thomas Robinson and Larry Nance Jr. in the front court, if I remember correctly.
And yeah, weirdly, I mean, some of this is from garbage time, but everybody but Clarkson that played off the bench is a plus and plus minus, mm-hmm. and every single starter is a double-digit negative.
Yeah, so again...
Clark Black was a negative 26. That's rough.
He's been bad lately.
Yeah, he hasn't... This has not been a great, like, time for him since, like, after the initial kind of burst of being moved into the starting lineup, it seems like teams have started to figure him out a bit.
Yeah. Well, the tough thing is
he's foul prone now, which seems to be the thing. Is they kind of just like go. They tend to get it to his guy a lot because they know he'll foul.
That's a good point. All right. So that'll do it for this show. Shorter show today. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. Hopefully with a little bit more to talk about. The Lakers hire Pelinka. They get their butts kicked by Dallas. Dirk scores his 30,000th point. Congratulations again to Dirk for doing that. Go back and listen to yesterday's show. That was an interesting one. Let us know what you thought about that. We went out there. I felt like the reaction was fairly positive on Twitter.
It was mixed, I'd say.
I can't believe the Lakers didn't employ your strategy for this Dallas game.
Of having Dallas get attacked by bats?
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked, too, to be honest.
No wonder Luke called them soft.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't willing to use rabid bats to attack the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Soft.
They don't know what it means to be a Laker. That'll do it for this episode. Make sure you following the show on Audio Boom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and today's Fast Break. Use the promo codes. We'll talk to everybody again tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye, Rob.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and oldnavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.